From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The death of former Cuban President Fidel Castro has set off a celebration in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood in the early hours of Saturday morning.
I shouldn't be happy because a person has died, but he separated my family. My parents never got to see Cuba again. So today I rejoice for this.
Fidel Castro died Friday at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media Friday night, saying Fidel Castro will be cremated in the early hours of Saturday and that a funeral organizing committee will bring the Cuban people detailed information on the organization of the tribute for the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in Western Hemisphere. Under Castro, Cuba became a one-party communist state. Industry and businesses were nationalized and socialist reforms were implemented throughout the country.
Castro became an activist for the poor and promised democracy, but he went on to rule Cuba for more than 40 years with an iron fist. In 2006, Castro temporarily handed over some of his powers to his younger brother Raul as he battled health problems. That same year, Cuban TV broadcast the celebrations of his 80th birthday, which included a meeting from his bed with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Many are left to ponder now whether the communist government Castro worked so hard to hold together will continue under the power of his brother.
That was Karen Travers reporting. The United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year, but has maintained the commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. But President Obama, however, has moved aggressively to restore economic relations with the country. This is VOA News. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as his Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald F. McCann will serve as Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. Officials in northwest Pakistan say a group of four heavily armed militants attacked a mosque on an army facility Saturday, killing two soldiers and wounding 14. Authorities say all four migrants, or militants, I should say, were killed in the assault. The Golani camp bordering Afghanistan, a breakaway faction of the Taliban, has claimed responsibility for the strike. The Paris prosecutor says France has avoided an imminent terrorist attack, and five recently arrested suspects received their orders from the Islamic State group. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA, the men allegedly had been planning to strike targets near the capital next week.
Paris prosecutor François Molins told reporters that the men had been receiving instructions via an encrypted app from an Islamic State commander in the Iraq-Syria region.
Les premières exploitations qui ont pu être réalisées.
He said the men were planning to strike the Paris area next Thursday, although the exact target was not clear. He said authorities had found screenshots of Google Maps highlighting several places. Reports say the targets under consideration were police offices and the domestic intelligence headquarters in Paris, along with Disneyland theme park outside the capital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp as Greece calls on European Union member states to speed relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said that between as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. And tensions have run high in the area, with local residents demanding that the refugee camp be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country despite the fence erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. U.S. action film star Steven Seagal received a Russian passport from the country's president Friday at the Kremlin. President Vladimir Putin expressed hope. Seagal's dual citizenship is a sign of gradual normalization of relations between countries. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.